So here we've been doing this alter ego study. And again, I'm going to kind of be breaking away from our video sessions that we've been doing in our small groups. I'm going to break away and just kind of go a little bit more in depth into who God says we are. Because I think before we can go any further, before we can understand our uniqueness and stuff like that, we need to understand who God really says we are. The very first week that we looked at this, we were looking at the different labels that God has given, that not God has given to us, that the world has given to us. And a lot of those labels that we've been given are false labels. And we shouldn't believe those labels. The labels that we need to understand, the truth of who we are in Christ, is the things that we need to hang on to more than that. And what God says we are, he says that we are his masterpiece. His masterpiece, that God created us to be a masterpiece. And he knit us together. He took us from lumps of clay, and he's starting to form us and mold us and make us into the people that we were designed to be. Designed to be. And with the Holy Spirit and the water of the Spirit that comes into us, he can mold us and make us and keep us pliable to continue to be used by him, be effective for him. So we are God's masterpiece. And even though we might not feel like a masterpiece, that's who God says we are. And that's the truth in who God says we are. And not only are we God's masterpiece, but we are also, according to God's word, we are overcomers, or we are more than conquerors. So many times we as Christians, we lay back and we think, oh, you know, I don't have much to offer. I'm not very strong, or I'm not very this, or I'm not very that. And we start deciding that we can't accomplish things, or we're not big enough or strong enough. Something going on over here I need to know about?
I just got to talk to Steve about something.
All right. What do you want, Steve? All right. Well, anyway, so we're supposed to be more than conquerors. God gives us the ability. He gives us the ability to do greater things than that we're able to do ourselves. If we rely on his power, on his wisdom, on his ability, we are more than conquerors in this world. And that's really important, because so many Christians are laying back in the weeds. They just don't think they can do anything. But you are more than conquerors. That's who God says you are. You are not some wallflower. You are not a victim. You are more than a conqueror by God's power. There is nothing that's impossible for him. He can do all things through you, by the power of the Spirit. So today we're looking at the next part of who God says we are. It comes in 2 Corinthians chapter 5. If you have your Bibles, you might want to turn there with me. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, beginning at verse 16. It says this. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 16. So from now on, it says, so from now on we regard no one from a worldly point of view, though we once regarded Christ in this way. We do so no longer. So we no longer view Christ in the worldly way. He says, Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. A new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. So if anyone, listen to what it says. Say anyone with me. Anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old is gone and the new has come. All this is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sin against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Now here's where it's at right here. He says, we are therefore Christ's ambassadors. We are Christ's ambassadors, as though God were making his appeal through us. You see what that says right there? We are Christ's ambassadors. We are representing God to the world. We are representing God's love, his grace, his mercy to the world. We are the ones that God has chosen to represent himself. Now, so many times I think we get in our minds that, well, you know, I'm not good enough to be an ambassador. You know, that's the preacher's job. That's Eldon's job, and that's Nathan's job, the elder's job. Those are supposed to be the ambassadors. But do you recognize what this says? That's why I said everyone, anyone. It says, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. That means we are all Christ's ambassadors. We are all representing Christ to the world. You're a new creation. You're supposed to be reconciling the world back to God. That's what reconciliation means. I wrote a little definition down here for reconciliation: to restore to the divine. That's what reconciliation is restoring to the divine. You see, we've been separated by sin from God, and our job, as Christ told us in the Great Commission, he says, go out and make disciples. Our job is to be ambassadors to the world, reconciling the world back to the divine, taking them from their sinful life and bringing them into a life and a new creation, into the joy of Christ, into what he has in store for each one of us. So we're supposed to be God's ambassadors. Now, what exactly is an ambassador? If you think about like a governmental official who is an ambassador to, let's say, to Europe, all right, to France, an ambassador to France. What is that ambassador? He is the highest ranking official. The highest ranking official representing the U.S. government to France. His actions and his words and his deeds are not his own. He is representing the United States to France. So when God says that you are my ambassador and you are a new creation, he says you are no longer your own. If you are a new creation, if you have put your faith in Christ, your life is no longer yours. You have now become an ambassador for Christ. The things that you do, the things that you say, the places that you go, the way that you act, all these things are supposed to be representing Christ to the world and to the people around you. You see, the truth of the matter is, whether you know it or like it or accept it or not, if you are a new creation, if you are in Christ Jesus, you are his ambassador. An important concept, something you need to understand. You are chosen. If you look in Matthew or in John chapter 15, John chapter 15, Jesus says it very plainly. John chapter 15, verse 16. It's not an elected position being an ambassador. It's not like we took a vote and say, okay, I'm voting Kim to be our ambassador, or I'm voting Delmer. You know, okay, everyone who wants Delmer to be our official ambassador, raise your hand. Laura wants Delmer. So maybe Jim. Who wants Jim? Who would like Jim to be our official ambassador? Laura wants Jim, too. Boy, I tell you what. You know, it's not an elected official that we're putting in place here. As a matter of fact, we don't get to vote on it at all. As a matter of fact, the only thing that we have a say in is if we accept Christ. As soon as we accept Christ, guess what? You're chosen. It says very plainly, Jesus says, you did not choose me. And this is pretty cool. Sometimes I think we have this idea that we choose Christ. He chooses us. He calls us. Do you realize that? It's not that part isn't even your own. God calls us. Christ calls us into a relationship with him, and we get to respond to him. Okay? If we respond and accept that relationship that Christ is calling us into, he says, he chose me. I chose you and appointed you. I appointed you to go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. As soon as we accept that appointment, as soon as we accept that relationship, that new creation that he gives to us, he says, basically, you're no longer a part of this world. He says, I need you to represent my world. I need you to, there went my glasses. I need you to represent my kingdom to the world. You're no longer from this world. You're from my world, and I want you to represent my world to this world, to this broken and fallen and sinful world. I want you to give my characteristics to this world. That's a huge job. And one I think we forget about way too often, because I think we accept Christ, we bring him into our life, and then we go on with our regular day. We go to our regular job. We go to our regular family. We go to our same restaurants and our same hangouts and do our same things. And we forget that God has chosen us to be something special, to be something set apart, to be something that is holy and righteous and true and a representation of who he is and who we are, a masterpiece, who we are, given the power to accomplish the things that he's called us to do, not to be afraid, but to be bold in that witness that he's given to us. It's an amazing job. And it's one that you are more than capable of doing if we are mindful of who God says we are. If we continually wake up in the morning and say, I am Christ's ambassador today. I am going to be his representative to this community. I'm going to be a representative to this class. I'm going to be a representative of God to my coworkers, to my children, to my community, to the people who come into my place of work, to the people I talk to on the CB. I'm going to be Christ's ambassador to my patients, to the person I meet on the street. I'm going to be Christ's ambassador today because that's who God has called me to be. And I'm going to do it with strength. I'm going to do it with fortitude. I'm going to do it with love and with grace. I'm going to do it with power. Why? Because that's what he's called us to be. There's no getting around it. If that is the truth of who God says you are, if he says that you are his ambassador, guess what? You are his ambassador. How are you representing him? You know, one of my, I don't know if I should get into this or not, but it's kind of one of my pet peeves a little bit. There are a lot of good people out there. Okay? There just are. Some Christians, some not. There's a lot of good people out there doing a lot of good things. And I appreciate that. I think that's a great thing. But for Christians, for us, for myself, and for you, if you are an ambassador of Christ, we need to be doing it in such a way that we are not receiving that glory, that we are not receiving that attaboy, that good job, that, oh, you are such a nice person, you are such a generous person, you are such a whatever type person. Because if we're doing it to receive the pat on the back, if we're doing it so people say, Steve, you are such a, even though you didn't go with Brian, I don't know why you didn't, you're such a good guy. If we're doing it to receive that honor for ourselves so that people think we're a good guy and when we die, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, he'll give you the shirt off his back and he was such a great guy. If that's the reason that we're doing the things that we're doing, we're missing the point. We're not being God's ambassadors. We're being our own ambassador. We're setting ourselves up. We're trying to build a name for ourselves. Do you see what I'm saying? And I know a lot of good people. I know a lot of good Christians, but I know a lot of good Christians that are receiving the glory, or receiving that pat on the back, or receiving that recognition for themselves and not giving it to God. Not giving it to him. Not making sure that the people know that the reason I'm doing this is not because I'm a good guy. It's because this is what God is calling me to do. This is who God has called me to be. You know what? If you want to know the truth, I am a wretched man. There is nothing good inside of me except Christ Jesus who lives in me. This is not going, I'm not doing this because this is my nature. This is not my nature. This is what God is calling me to do. Give him and point to him. Let the light shine on him. And the more that Christians would start to do that, the more people would see that there is something different about this thing called Christianity. There is something more significant to this idea that Christ dwells in me, that I become a new creation. I become God's masterpiece. I become something that he can mold and make and shape and do with what he pleases. There's a lot of great people out there. There's a lot of great people that are not shining to where that strength comes from. You have to make a conscious effort to be an ambassador, to be a child of God who does the things that he's calling you to do. It's important because sometimes one ambassador isn't going to get the job done. You know what I'm saying? I mean, Diane could do something really wonderful for somebody, and they'd be like, wow, that was really nice. And then Randy could come and do something, the same thing for that same person, and she'd be like, wow, Randy's really nice. And then David could do the same thing, something different for that same person. They're like, wow, David's really nice. And so on down the line. And we could do, 100 people could do something really nice, and they're just going to be thinking, wow, you're really nice. They're really nice people. But if Diane says, you know what, the Lord told me that this is what I'm supposed to do, and if Randy says the Lord told me, you know what, after a while, those ambassador moments start sinking in, and we start recognizing it wasn't Diane, it wasn't Randy, it wasn't David, it wasn't Alan, it wasn't Karen, it wasn't Kim, it wasn't Nathan, it wasn't Pat, it wasn't all these people. It was the Lord bringing all these people to accomplish his will in that person's life. And all of a sudden they say, wake up, wait a minute. wait a minute, if God is sending all these people into my life, I'm important to him. I mean, he's actually thinking about me. He loves me. And as soon as people get in their minds that, you know what, God really does love you, he really does, and he's willing to show it in real ways, with real people, representing him here on earth, it makes them start to think. It makes them start to wonder. It makes them start to search for this God who is bringing all these blessings into their life. Christians, wake up. Wake up to what he's calling you to do. Recognize that you have authority, that God has clothed you with authority. He has given you the ability and the right to come in and speak and work into people's lives. He has called you. He has implored you. He's given you the command and the authority to do these things in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. For his glory. There's a really cool passage in Colossians chapter 3. Colossians chapter 3. Verse 12. Well, let's back up. I haven't done that for a while, so let's just back up. Colossians chapter 3. Let's just read it. Let's just start at verse 1. We're going to get to verse 12, but let's just start at verse 1. Since then, you've been raised with Christ. Okay, real quick. Because let's just figure out who the ambassadors are. Raise your hand if you've been raised with Christ. If you've accepted Christ as your Lord and Savior, you've been washed in the watery grave, you have not only been washed in the watery grave, but you've been raised up out of the watery grave, and you are now a new creation. Raise your hand. Don't be ashamed. Close your eyes if you have to, but raise your hand if you are an ambassador for Christ. Okay, so this sermon is applying to you, all right? Since then, you have been raised with Christ. Set your hearts on things above. Represent the things above, where Christ is seated at the right hand of God. Set your minds on things above, not on the earthly things. Don't represent the earthly things. Represent the things above. For you died and your life is now hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is your life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. It says, put to death. Put to death, therefore, whatever belongs to your earthly nature. Sexual immorality, impurity, lust, evil desires, and greed, which is idolatry. Because of these, the wrath of God is coming. You used to walk in these ways in the life you once lived, but now you must rid yourselves of all such things as these, anger, rage, and malice, and slander, and filthy language from your lips. Do not lie to each other, since you have taken off your old self with its practices and put on the new self. You are no longer your life, you put on a new life, you're a new creation, you put on this new self that God has given to you. You no longer represent the things of the world, you represent the God in heaven, all right? Which is being, taken off your old self with this practice and have put on the new self, which is being renewed in knowledge in the image of its creator. Here, there is no Greek or Jew, circumcised or uncircumcised, barbarian, Scythian, slave, or free, but Christ is all and is in all. Therefore, verse 12, therefore, as God's what? Chosen people. Therefore, as God's chosen people, holy and dearly loved, clothe yourselves with compassion, with kindness and humility, gentleness and patience. Bear with each other and forgive whatever grievances you have against one another. Forgive as the Lord forgave you. And over all these virtues, put on love, which binds them all together in perfect unity. You see, God has given us an authority. He wants us to be clothed He wants our lives to be clothed with these things of kindness and compassion and humility and gentleness and patience. He wants us to bear. Stop. What made the difference? The uniform. The man, sometimes the clothes make the man, don't they? Don't they? He says, that's not the first time that's happened. No. You see, he had authority when he walked in the second time, didn't he? He had authority to speak into Steve's life and say, you know what? We need to speak and let's go. Did Steve hesitate? Would you have hesitated if a policeman would have come up to you and said, we need to go outside and talk? No, because he had authority in Steve's life because of all the authority that was standing behind that uniform. You know what? If we would clothe ourselves with compassion and kindness and forgiveness and love and grace and mercy, if people saw us with that uniform in our lives, if we lived with that uniform on daily, the authority that we'd have to speak into people's lives would be amazing, would be incredible. They would sit up and they would listen and they would desire the love that God has for us. They would hear the message. But right now, the clothing that we're wearing, the lives that we're living, is overshadowing the message that we're trying to say with words. You are Christ's ambassador. He says, clothe yourself with kindness and compassion and love and mercy. Throw off the things of the world that is clouding the judgment of the people who are watching you and allow yourself to be the authority in this world of Christ's love, of his power. Because the truth of the matter is, you are an ambassador for him. He's called you. He's chosen you. He's set you aside. And the world needs to know who you are. Need to know the strength of our living God. They need to know the power that he can have in our life and the love and the grace that he wants to give to us. And we've got to represent that to the world because that's who God says we are. And it's the truth. It's the truth. We get to choose that every day. What clothes we're going to put on. Who we're going to represent to the world around us. What image are we going to portray? Whose glory is going to be gained this day? For whose life are you living? For him or for yourself? God's called you. He's implored you. He needs you to live for him because the days are short. And people need to hear the truth of the message. And they need to respond in complete obedience. They need to know the things that you're saying has something weightier behind it than just words. That there's a great big God behind those words. And he has all the power. That's who God says you are. Now, what are you going to do with it? You got the rest of the day to be his hands, his feet, to be his mouthpiece, to clothe yourself with compassion and kindness and love, to allow you to be a tool in his hand to be used for his glory and for his purpose in this world. What are you going to do? I'm done. By the way, Brian's now been initiated into our family. He's been used now. He was very nervous. He even had his gun on. Did you see that? That was for Kim. Kim keeps telling him he needs to bring his gun because he's the only one allowed to do that at church. He brought his gun today. It's amazing that... It's amazing that we'll submit to the authority of the things of this world and how easily we dismiss the most powerful authority in all the world. I just want to remind you today to submit to his authority, to what he's calling you to do. I just want to remind you to clothe yourself with compassion and love. Be God's hands and feet. See the opportunities he sets before you today and look for them tomorrow and the next day. And we represent our God as his chosen possession. Let's pray. Precious Heavenly Father, Lord God, Lord, I know you never make mistakes. I know you know what you're doing at every moment of every day in every life that you've created. Sometimes it's hard, Lord, to hear the truth. I know that you've called us, and I know that you've created us, and I know that you have a purpose for our lives. And Lord, it's so easy to listen to the world, to fall into the trappings of the world, and just think we're ordinary people, when in fact, in your eyes, because of you, we're extraordinary. Because of you, we have power. Because of you, we have purpose. Because of you, we have life. Lord, I just ask in the name of Jesus that you break through the barriers that each one of us are fighting, that we've put up. I pray, Lord, that you help us to grab hold of the truth of who you say that we are. You give us the power to reach out and to reach in. You give us a desire to see where we are needed and the compassion to do it. Lord, you're an awesome God. And we do love you. We just need your help. Empower us by your Spirit. Tear away the lies and help us to live in your truth. All praise and glory and honor belongs to you and to you alone. In the name of Jesus.